Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. A special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there behind the wheel of the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, we lost Dusty Hill, legendary bass player of the ZZ Top group, and I'm going to play a little something here every hour. I'm doing that tonight to dedicate and honor, especially to all the ZZ Top fans that are out there, the legendary Hall of Famer, Dusty Hill.
Some cheap sunglasses.
All righty, go get yourself some cheap sunglasses, and Dusty Hill, you will be missed by millions of people. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Were you grooving to the sounds? I got some stuff, some ZZ Top stuff here. All right, listen, let's get to the phone line real quick and take a question from Mr. Mike in Clearwater. Okay, what's up?
Okay, Captain, good morning, Denise.
Morning.
One thing that has me concerned, Denise, from a national security standpoint, is the rare earth minerals. Apparently, some years ago, we ceded control over that over to China. Now, rare earth minerals, for the listeners who don't know what I'm talking about, is components that go into electronics. Your iPad, your iPhone, various military things, they all require a rare earth mineral. So there's a mine, I guess, in California that finally reopened, but herein the problem is they can mine it in California, but then they have to send it back to China for processing, and then the Chinese, after they process it, send it back to us. So, you know, this is not a good thing, Denise, because, you know, as the shortage of chips, you know, electronics, consumer electronics, vehicles are already hard to get. So my question is, why on earth and who in the heck was responsible for turning control of this rare earth mineral over to the Chinese? And thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Favored nations. We gave have given so much to China when it comes to rare earth. The other one is also Russia. I've been meaning to write an article on this for a long time, and I haven't. But I will also tell you that you've got Apple and Google that have actually been named in a lawsuit, too, over another mineral. This one's kind of interesting, known as cobalt. Now, you need cobalt for all these cockamamie batteries. And we are virtually destroying several countries, if you will, mostly Congo, for cobalt. And with, you know, the whole thing with the electric cars and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to run out of batteries. People, nobody understands that. There's a cobalt shortage, and everything is great and wonderful, you know, to have these electric vehicles. The other interesting thing, too, is that they're using child labor.
Yeah.
So that was actually a lawsuit in 2019. I don't know where it is, but, yeah. It's bad. Now, that's why we are having this major chip shortage right now in the automobile industry, and that's why there aren't any cars out there, used or new. We're in trouble.
I'm happy to report that changed dramatically in the last week or so, because when I get into my business report with Chris Markowski, Ford just had a record sales of period, and so did Nissan, because they were able, by whatever means, to get the chips they needed for the vehicles they needed, and they're back to production again. So I don't know what's going on and how they managed to get them, but that's two companies that are reporting that they've got the chips they need, and they're back to full production.
Well, there has been some domestic production that's going on, but it's not even close to being enough. So don't get too excited about that one.
All right, well, I look like it's two different companies that reported that. All right, let's see here. We've got a couple of questions from Eric, but we don't have enough time to answer the first one that I want to get to. But when we come back from the break, which we're going to right now, so hang on, Denise, we're going to answer his question. Eric asked a question about where is the Catholic Charities getting all their money from to make all these moves with these people all around the country and putting them up to live in different places. Where are they getting their money? Well, Eric, we're going to give you an answer. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Hoos, on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha I will. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical. We hold a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught are in line with our values. But sadly, that just is not any longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Remember, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit the website, Tuggy the Patriot Pup. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, an absolute must for homeschoolers. It comes in English and Spanish, too. And here in my area, Tampa Bay, you can actually get the book by going to the Coastal Market, number 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. That's the Coastal Market, number 607, number 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. All right, we had a question from Eric. He's wanting to know where the Catholic Charities is getting the money, and he's not buying the fact that the Catholics are putting up all the money.
They're putting up a good bit of it coming from the Vatican. And other dioceses across the country are kicking in the money too. But we have this one particular nun by the name of Norma Pimentel, and she's been at this for a very long time. In fact, I'm not completely sure she's a U.S. citizen. Her parents came from Mexico, but she's operating in the Rio Grande Valley, and she's been doing this pretty much all of her life. So this is what I would say is she's a big part of the problem, but I would put a big cease and desist order on this. But, of course, you know, this administration is not asking me, much less the Office of Refugee Resettlement is not asking me either. But, you know, when the Biden administration talks about, you know, working with other organizations, NGOs, the Office of Refugee Resettlement is the one that for years and years and years has been recruiting these organizations. The other thing, too, is that the federal government is giving them charity grant money. So, yeah, we're being punked here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how else to put it.
Right. Well, I think that's a good way to put it. Okay, moving back to what we were talking about here. The Department of Justice came out with one of their warnings. They warned the states against violating federal law with state audits of elections.
I had a very sizable interview yesterday with a lawyer that has been at this for years and years and years, that actually worked for the Department of Justice and now is at the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. And I think what needs to be necessarily understood, the interview was really over the matter of H.R. 4, which is the John Lewis Voting Reform Act. And this is... it's somewhat redundant, by the way, which has already passed the House, H.R. 4.
Uh-huh.
It is somewhat redundant to H.R. 1.
Right.
Which we've discussed for quite some time.
Yep.
But H.R. 4 challenges state sovereignty. And what it is doing is it's creating a... commission, I don't know how else to put it, that approves what states do and don't do when it comes to their legislatures and voting. Now, wow. Think about that for a second. So they're taking away state sovereignty. The 10th Amendment, there's no protection. Which, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have, a federalist system of government. And for every single Democrat... and only Democrats that voted for H.R. 4 in the House, every one of them coming up here on the midterms should be voted out of office. If for nothing else, they should, I don't want to say impeach because you can't impeach them, but I would say these people in the House, underneath the Pelosi, do not understand state sovereignty. It's remarkable to me that we are where we are with this. Mm-hmm. It's stunning.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear about Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing that his administration, as of tomorrow, will pay New Yorkers $100 to get vaccinated against COVID-19 at any city-run immunization site as the virus continues to surge?
Yeah, okay.
I wonder where they're getting the money.
Matt, you tend to forget that some of these COVID relief bills gave huge bailout dollars to these cities and states. Only to the blue ones, I might add.
Right.
Also to the unions. So right. It all comes from the federal government.
Okay.
From us. From us.
All right. Well, good luck to them. Now, the other thing here, we've got everything going on here. The CDC director yesterday just kind of casually put this out there. Vaccine passports may very soon be a path forward in the U.S.
Yeah. Are you surprised? I mean,
no, I've heard it before, but we heard from our governor that said, no way is it going to happen in Florida.
Well, he said he may have to go to the back to the Florida legislature, as would any of the other red states, because we already have a couple of mayors in the state of Florida that are defying DeSantis's order.
Correct.
One is Miami-Dade, and the other is
West Palm,
Orange,
isn't
County.
It?
Orange County. So,
okay.
we're going to have to reassert. You know, as I just said, we're going to have to reassert state power and state sovereignty. You know, and have it go all the way to the Supreme Court if it has to. But this is completely out of control, and I can't believe that we haven't had to go through some kind of situation already where it goes through the Supreme Court. I mean, we've really had enough of this nonsense.
I think it's headed that way rapidly because these states are all talking about suing and counter-suing and a lot of different things to go on here, so I think it's coming.
Well, we're at a crisis point here because we're already seeing some of these unions. What's going to happen here, ladies and gentlemen, is we may have some school systems that don't open because the teachers are going to find their power on this one again. But we also have SEIU, interestingly enough, a very powerful service union, who is also pretty mad at Governor Newsom on the mask mandate. So, We're not finished with this fight, not by a long stretch.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see where all this goes. Now, let's see here. I got a couple minutes left. No, I don't either. I got no time left. Oh, well. We'll have to continue this tomorrow because some of this stuff that I got in front of me we'll still be talking about, including that infrastructure bill, which no guarantee it's going to get passed, right?
No, but it's on the debate now.
Yep. Okay, we'll talk to you tonight. Thank you very much. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there to her website, sign up for the different things that she has to offer, and become a regular follower of Denise. Meantime, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has voted to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package, opening a possible days-long debate on the more than $1 trillion bill, which allocates $550 billion of new spending into transportation projects, broadband expansion, and utilities. Wednesday's 67-32 vote comes following days of negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators, eventually trimming the bill down from the $579 billion worth of spending in the framework agreed upon with the White House. And the Biden administration is reportedly reconsidering its plan to lift restrictions that kept migrants from applying for asylum to help fight the spread of COVID. The White House was expected to lift Title 42 this summer, but after the recent spread of the virus due to the Delta variant, Politico reporting that the restrictions will stay in place, the administration was expected to start to loosen the restrictions at the end of July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where those campuses are located as soon as they get a chance to tell you about themselves at the National Aviation Academy. And here it is.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can train to become an aviation maintenance tech. One in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're over across the bay in Tampa Bay here at Clearwater. And the second one's in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Now, all you have to do is take the tour of one of their facilities. And how you do that is to give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 2080, ask to take the tour, either in Clearwater, Florida, or in Concord, Mass., whichever one works for you. Now, you can also check them out online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But don't forget, when you do that, tell them the captain sent you, and you really need to take the tour and find out what it's all about. You're going to really be impressed. Well, the Pentagon chief is calling for a new regional order in the Indo-Pacific. Now, the U.S. Defense Secretary has called on allies in the Indo-Pacific to force a new regional order during his first visit in the area since taking up his post under the Biden administration. We'll see how that works out. Now, the DOD dragged its feet on toxic chemical exposure prevention and cleanup, the inspector general says. A bureaucratic roadblock prevented the Defense Department from taking action after issuing a risk alert, and we'll see where that goes. Also, the new bill that's on the works to allow the Navy to retire cruisers early would add funding to build a second destroyer. Now, one panel of lawmakers is coming around to letting the Navy decommission its aging cruisers and reinvest the money into new ship construction, especially working on their destroyer fleet, setting up a debate that puts at stake billions of dollars in spending. We'll see where that goes. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen, but certainly by the 1st of August, the National Guard funding shortfalls could be fixed under a new congressional plan. They need money to operate. They had to use money when they went to the nation's capital. That was above and beyond their budget. They weren't given any extra money by the feds at the time. Guard officials have said that they will cancel summer training if they don't get the money by August the 1st. And I'm sure they will. In addition, the White House is seeking $1 billion to help resettle their Afghan allies. The money would cover temporary shelter, resettlement, and other necessities. Probably also give them a little money to get them on their feet before they get out in the countryside and start new jobs and new careers and new futures here in the United States. Now, also, the United States military this week has launched additional airstrikes in support of Afghan government forces in their fight against the Taliban, using both conventional warplanes and armed drones. Now, we started to see yesterday some very gruesome pictures coming out of Afghanistan of captured Afghan forces who the Taliban beheaded. And that's exactly what they did. Again, this is what we're dealing with, folks. This is why we can't leave these people behind, and the bloodshed that's going to take place in Afghanistan over all of this is just unfathomable. You won't believe it when the numbers start coming in, because there were no survivors amongst these military prisoners that were killed in such a brutal manner. And these are war crimes, I might add. These are war crimes. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, speaking in Singapore, recognized discrimination against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the United States, but said that while the U.S. doesn't always get it right, he admitted its flaws as a unique characteristic of a democracy like the United States of America. Okay. I'll buy that. Also, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the United States will continue to help Taiwan and other allies in the Pacific to defend themselves against aggression from China, even as he said a new, more transparent relationship with Beijing is what we're striving to accomplish. Good luck with that, huh? And finally, the U.S. Secretary of Defense is seeking to bolster ties in Vietnam, one of the Southeastern Asian nations embroiled in a territorial rift with China, during a 2-day visit which started on Wednesday of this week. He'll be there until tomorrow, and then he'll be leaving. Now, this is important stuff. Vietnam is could be a very good ally in the region, with China bearing down on all these other countries around. We'll see. By the way, the consensus on building, or is building rather, on Capitol Hill, that the Missile Defense Agency needs to provide more clarity on its plans for a missile defense architecture to protect the island of Guam. A House panel is also weighing a $770 billion defense policy bill that includes a provision to give lower-income military families a basic needs allowance, a stipend that advocacy groups say would relieve stress and food insecurity amongst the U.S. troops. Now, the Senate Armed Services Committee on Tuesday approved President Joe Biden's nominee to serve as the Navy's top civilian. Mr. Del Toro was his name, paving the way for a vote on the Senate floor, which could probably happen tomorrow. In addition, the Senate Armed Services Committee wants to remove a mandated preference for the use of fixed-price contracts that increases the financial risk for Pentagon contractors, overturning a signature initiative of the late Senator John McCain, who I'm sure would be rolling over in his grave if he heard that passes. Now, the Army is taking its first steps to renew leases for roughly 6,300 acres of state land in Hawaii it considers essential for training soldiers and Marines on the island. Also, the Army is putting on one of its future unmanned ground vehicles through the paces, according to new photos published by the service. It's a robot mini tank, similar to the one that was shown in the movie Fast and Furious. So if you saw that movie, you saw the tank. In addition, the vessel Vela Gulf concluded its deployment. It's returning now to Norfolk. The ship was also deployed with the Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group during its 2020 deployment. And a pair of Ghost Fleet ships the Navy and the Pentagon has are being used as test beds to provide large autonomous vessels that can operate effectively at sea, slowly moving towards completed unmanned operations. This will become part of the Navy, the unmanned ships for supplies and whatnot, maybe even combat, but they're not quite ready for it yet. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back with more. And Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, don't go anywhere. He will be right back, and I'll be right back with him.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. They also honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at mossacura.com, mossacura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a boatload of money, a boatload of money when you get there, because it's an extra $500 off. If you tell them before you make your deal, they'll knock it off the price. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, we're sitting back watching to see what's going to happen today, because last night the Senate $1 trillion infrastructure bill came out of committee. They released it to come out onto the floor, and they're going through the discussion phases right now. The Senate voted 67-32 late last night to start the debate on the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package. We're not sure where that's going to go. It sounds as if they don't have the 70 votes just yet to pass it.
Yeah, we're going to find out what's going to happen next. There's a lot of moving parts when it comes to this bill. Like, that's a procedure vote that went through automatically. You have Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, listen, don't even bother sending it over here. We're not going to vote on it until you guys pass the $3.5 trillion package via reconciliation. Other moving part, Kirsten Sinema, who's a Democrat from Arizona, said that she's not going to vote for any sort of $3.5 trillion bill via reconciliation, which is, again, you only need 50 votes with Kamala Harris to, you know, cast a deciding vote to pass it.
Yeah, and I know I said 70. That's what the article said, but now that I think about it, it is 50. They need 50 plus one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have it. They don't have the vote yet.
No, they don't have the votes, and I don't think they will on that. I think that's tough. You're going to pass a $3.5 trillion, you know, spending bill, entitlements again, with no support. Mitch McConnell will tie that thing up forever in 10 days.
By the way, our friend Fred in Fort Lauderdale has just brought up an interesting point just to throw it out there. He says he finds it interesting that the January 6th accused Trump supporters are placed in solitary confinement for their own protection, but Jeffrey Epstein, who was not placed under any protection at all, managed to get himself killed or whatever.
Well, I think Epstein was under some sort of protection. This, for some reason, it didn't work out. You know, for some reason, and the guards, well, you know, went to sleep on this. He was by himself, if I'm not mistaken, when he killed him in a cell. He wasn't with anybody else. I just think that, you know, somebody got paid off somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the Federal Reserve has shrugged off the inflation fears, saying that the economy is strengthening. Yeah, it's strengthening all right, but I don't think it's going in the right direction fast enough.
I think we're gonna obviously see GDP numbers are gonna bounce pretty high, you know, over the last, quarter. There's no doubt about that. It's what's gonna happen moving forward. I think we've gotta get more people back to work, to make the economy, you know, basically run on all cylinders still.
Right.
So many businesses out there unable to, hire workers. Again, we don't know if they're even gonna be coming back. They're supposedly expanding disability, for people who have long COVID, which, you know, some sort of symptoms of COVID down the road, which was patently absurd. Next thing, they'll be giving, disability to people that have fear of COVID. And, again, this takes people out of the workforce, what we need.
Well, now we're starting to get some positive things from the car industry, because Ford says that they've overcome the chip shortage and they posted a surprise profit. So did not Nissan did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of companies, even Boeing, surprised to the upside when it came to numbers. They sold more planes than they thought that they were going to sell. So, yeah, it's great to work through some of these supply chain issues. I know Intel's looking to really step up their game and manufacture more here in the United States. They're going to come online a little bit later on. Sometimes some of these car companies, because of the volume that they have, that they can actually get a hold of product, in this case, chips, better than other companies can.
Now, the big tech companies are making it mandatory for employees to have the vaccine. And apparently, according to the DOJ, that's legal. They can do that. I know there's going to be legal challenges to that decision. We'll just have to wait and see what kind and what they're going to be about, right?
Yeah. You know, traditionally, this is reality, the Supreme Court has come out in favor of vaccine mandates. They have. So I can't imagine that this situation would be any different. So I do think that the, you know, companies and municipalities, you know, for example, schools. I mean, you can't send your kid to a public school unless they have the proper vaccinations. Mm. And this is already won in the courts. So I think it's going to be difficult to, you know, push back against that.
Now, I promised to mention this, and here it comes. Joe Biden said that he, at the Mack truck plant yesterday, he said, well, you know, I drove me an 18-wheeler, too. Really, Joe?
Yeah, you got to have a special license for that, right?
That's only part of it. That's only part of it.
But here's the deal.
Here's the deal. We did a little checking, and it wasn't hard to find out. Joe Biden rode in an 18-wheeler from Washington, D.C. to Ohio and back when he was a member of the Transportation Committee in 1973. He never drove the vehicle. He sat in the vehicle. They went and made a delivery, and they came back so he could experience firsthand what the truck drivers had to go through when they were trying to change, oh, gosh, the hours of service.
Yeah, maybe he had one of those little, toy steering wheels like I used to have when I was a kid, pretending that I was driving when my dad was driving. I don't know. But, again, it's kind of funny. These tall tales told by politicians. I caught a fish this big. I rode an 18-wheeler.
Well,
oh, I know!
This time he got nailed very quickly as to the lie that he put out there.
Oh, absolutely. That's not an easy one, not a hard one to figure out, especially when you just need a special license to drive the car.
Now, you're up there outside New York. What do you think about this one? New York City's Governor Bill de Blasio says if you go to one of the city-run clinics to get a shot, the vaccine shot, they're going to pay you $100.
I saw that. I'm curious to see how that's going to work out. If people are going to line up or unvaccinated. You can probably also see people that have already been vaccinated come again and get another shot so they can get their $100. Yeah, this must be nice. City doesn't have any money. They're going to be handing it out like this.
And they'll probably pay them, the people who have already had the shot. They'll probably just pay them. Right?
You get a good deal. There's an easy racket to run right there.
By the way, Google has delayed their workers' return to the offices. They say they'll have to have there'll be a mandate. They'll have to get vaccines or they won't be able to come back to work in the office.
Yeah, that's pretty much you're going to see that happen with most companies, in my opinion. You are. What's interesting is that you're going to see pushback from interesting organizations. Yeah, I just read yesterday that the people who work for the New York City Department of Education, over 40% of them are not vaccinated. Meaning what? They're going to tell, their superiors that, hey, listen, I'm not going to get vaccinated. I want to teach from home. Is that going to be allowed? Is that going to be an option? Is that going to be an out for many people? We'll find out.
Now, I want you to hold on to something tight when I tell you this next one. Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, is going to invest money as a partner and an owner in the NBA Africa League that's starting up soon.
Ah, interesting. I had no idea that they're actually starting a league over there. So, we'll see how it works out.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. That's Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We talk to him Monday through Friday at this time. Make sure you check him out. Watchdog on Wall Street. .com, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.